Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. My name is Emily Rogers and I am your host. A transition and leadership coach, I have a passion for empowering individuals and organizations to reach their full potential. I am known for my genuine passion in helping others, and I am committed to supporting you whether you're facing a career transition, seeking personal growth, or looking to enhance your leadership skills. I want to empower you to create meaningful and lasting change in your life and your career. Let's dive into today's episode. It's a fantastic five. This week marked a significant milestone for me. My business turned five. The journey from the first support group to this point, it's been incredible, and it's been filled with personal and professional ups and downs. I've faced challenges, I've celebrated successes, and I've grown in ways I never imagined when I started 5 years ago. I've experienced incredible changes, from relocating back to New Zealand to facing the heart-wrenching loss of my dad to cancer. I've witnessed my daughters becoming tweens and teens, and I took the bold step to rebrand in April 22. This journey, it's been a roller coaster. It's tested my resilience in moments of adversity, but I've always continued to move forward, always taking that next step. 5 years, it really does feel like a substantial duration, and it is marked by learning and growth. To celebrate this milestone, today I want to share five key lessons I've learned since starting this journey. First and foremost, I've come to realize that I'm capable, just like anyone else. And if you are reading or listening to this, I may appear to have some sort of secret formula to success, but the truth is I'm an ordinary person, much like you. I grapple with the same mindset challenges that many women face. But I've reached this point by making daily, conscious choices about my actions and my behaviors. It's not always easy, but every day I decide the next step. What is it? And I follow through. Sometimes it's a small, incremental move. Other times it's a bold, creative leap. I've been fortunate to witness the impact I can have on others, and that self-belief is crucial when I'm navigating those tough times. My second lesson is that there are people who want to support and help me. Launching my own business was a deliberate decision, but I initially had no clear idea about what that would be. The turning point was deciding to work with Amel Deleghi. She's an exceptional coach and a mentor to me over the past 5 years, especially in the last year when I really needed guidance to overcome obstacles. Her unwavering support, her probing questions, the insights that she shared have been instrumental in transforming my business and me. But additionally, my accountability partner, Wick, she's been a constant source of encouragement since we took a course together back in September 2020. We have continued to chat weekly about our goals, we exchange ideas, and we provide mutual support to bring those ideas and goals to fruition. Sometimes we even manage to meet up for a walk around Cornwall Park. Beyond these remarkable individuals, there are countless people who have supported me through this journey. I've learned the real challenge lies in me asking for help when I need it. There's a genuine willingness in people to offer guidance, to share their wisdom if you reach out. And I'm immensely grateful for the wonderful people in my life and the support they've provided. And if you're listening to this, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I am grateful. The third lesson is that life is not meant to be simple. It is dynamic, ever-changing as a journey. It's not designed to be easy or uncomplicated, but it is through the highs, lows, and sideways steps that we can learn, grow, and gain confidence to continue moving forward. I once asked Amel what I didn't know and what questions I should be asking next. Her response, though lighthearted at the time, it was quite profound. She said, "If I told you everything, you wouldn't get to experience the journey." This past year has reinforced the idea that we each have our unique path. We each have an individual journey, and no one can show us exactly what that looks like. We have to experience it for ourselves, learning and growing along the way. Lesson number 4, you just never know how or when you're impacting someone else's life. It never ceases to amaze me when I'm talking with someone and they reference a post I've written or a podcast episode I've shared. Every week I share content and I do try and align myself with topics that are important at the time, but sometimes it feels like there's no one out there. So when I hear that something I've shared impacts others, I feel truly humbled and so utterly blessed that I have this opportunity. So today I extend my deepest gratitude to you reading or listening to this. Thank you for sharing your time and energy with me. And my 5th lesson is that women's issues have evolved, but they really, many remain unchanged. And while I work with both men and women, I am particularly passionate about empowering women. As a transition and leadership coach focused on empowering women, I am so committed to improving the outcomes for them. Women continue to grapple with issues related to self-confidence, the challenges of balancing life, maintaining visibility in the workplace. They bear a mental load that men do not experience. I aim to shed light on these issues, share my experiences, and empower women further. Look, these lessons, they're not particularly groundbreaking, but they are coming with a deep appreciation for the journey. My path has not been easy, and I am constantly learning and evolving. There is more ahead for me, but after 5 years, I am happy, I'm empowered, and I am excited to celebrate. So thank you for being with me. Thank you for your support, and thank you for always just giving me the inspiration to keep going. If I can help you in any way, drop me an email, get in my DMs on social, book a call with me. There's a button on my website. If I can do anything to help you, reach out to me today. Take action today. Let my celebration be a start of something for you.